On the line now, I've got Michael McKay from the British Swiss Chamber of Commerce. Michael, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm all right. All right. Fueled up with caffeine, I can tell you that.
Oh, well, I'm not sure that's good for you, a man of your age.
Well, anyway,
be careful.
It's the only thing that keeps me going, I can tell you. Anyway, you've got a lot going on with the British Swiss Chamber of Commerce. However, May, mind you, this month, is a little bit, let's say, punctuated by holidays, isn't it?
Exactly. We've got Ascension and Pentecost in May, as you were just talking about, the Gotthard Tunnel. God,
yes.
How many times have we heard that over there?
I know.
Traffic, seriously,
I keep saying this to people. I mean, travel overnight, really, night drives. You know, people wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning thinking, I know, make an early start, I'll get up at seven. No, everyone does that lemming like. So, you know, yeah. Anyway.
Well, that's what we used to do with young children in the back.
Right.
It's true, it's easier. Yeah,
it is easier.
Anyway, we just got one big event in May, and we've got, of course, Café Papel, as usual, but I'll do the big event. We've got a dear friend, I'm not sure if you remember him, but Ambassador David Moran. He was the British ambassador in Bern from 2014 to 2017, now just retired from the Foreign Office, is coming to see us. A very popular man, a very popular ambassador when he was here, and we're happy to have him back. Just to let people know, if they don't know who he is, after he left Bern, he went on to be ambassador in Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan, some very interesting countries in, you know, what were the former Soviet Union. But his experience over 30-odd years in the Foreign Office includes Nairobi, Moscow, Paris, Tbilisi, and Yerevan. So as an ambassador with a lot of experience.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of experience.
Okay.
And he's the only ambassador I've ever come across, and I met quite a few, Mark, who's got professional jazz pianist on his official gov.uk CV.
Really?
He's a very accomplished jazz pianist, and he might well play for us on the grand piano of the Hotel Warwick. So
all right.
There you are.
Well, that'll be new, won't it? Actually, a bit of a musical accompaniment. As you say, professional jazz pianist, so he gets paid to do it at times.
He used to, when he was a younger man, he was paid to do it. So he's good at what he does.
Okay, now anyway, he's not going to be talking about jazz with you. Speech, though, what subject is he tackling?
To the point, he's going to talk about his strength, the British, Swiss-British EU relations, moving forward, moving on. He has a particular perspective on it because he was in a way taken by surprise, like many of us were, by the referendum to leave the EU in 2016. That was in the middle of his term as ambassador. And I think he, like many of us, although he couldn't express a personal opinion at the time, but he just assumed it would have gone the other way.
Yes.
And then he had to explain to people, as the voice of the British government, what on earth happened.
I know.
He's going to talk... Sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, I hope he talks honestly about that, because I do feel a bit sorry I don't feel sorry for them as such, but the diplomat's role, of course, is to represent the government. And they've got to support that said move, whereas actually in reality, and I'm sure he's the same, sort of thinking, this is a stupid thing to do.
Well, most of the professional diplomats did feel that. But anyway, why don't you come, Mark? Just come along. It's lunchtime. It's not breakfast. It's lunchtime.
It's lunchtime. Lunch. I'm always up for lunch. All right, David Moran. Well, you better tell me when it is then.
On the 23rd of May. I see from my notes that I hadn't actually written that down.
No, you didn't. I noticed.
Oh my gosh, on the 23rd of May. That's a Thursday, the 23rd of May at the Hotel Warwick.
23rd of May, Hotel Warwick. Okay.
From 11:45 as usual.
And are we expecting him, because you say he's now retired, let's say a little bit more blunt, honest about the situation, as now maybe he's cut his strings, as it were. I mean, I'm sure he'll still be diplomatic.
I don't want to put him on the spot, but he's not on the. I imagine he's no longer on the payroll of the government, and so he might have been. But it's very much a personal choice.
Yeah, bit of a free agent
standing in front of standing in front of an audience. And we're going to have in the room, we're doing the event in association with the Forum Suisse International Politique. Sorry, I forgot my French accent. Forum Suisse International Politique. It's an association of
largely, but not exclusively, former Swiss ambassadors. So these are very experienced people in the field of diplomacy, in the audience. And, of course, the British Residents Association of Switzerland, because the ambassador is always the patron of the BRA when he or she is in situ. So we'll have them in the audience too.
Okay.
So it's going to be an enjoyable and informative event. I think the key thing will be the Q&A, the kinds of questions that people put to him.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So that's the 23rd of May, the Hotel Warwick in Geneva. All the details, of course, on the website, bscc.co.uk. Yeah. You need to register before you go, and it is open to non-members, as we always point out.
We welcome them.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, and then very quickly then, Michael, your Café Papon, you're doing that this month?
That's the usual thing. Second Tuesday of the month, it's on the 14th of May this month in the Vieille Ville, as usual. You don't need to register. Just come along from 6:30, pay for your own drinks, and it finishes at 8:00.
Okay. Right. That's the Tuesday the 14th this month at the Café Papon. But the 23rd of May for the Ambassador David Moran at the Hotel Warwick in Geneva. Go to bscc.co.uk. And Michael, finally, you're always happy to take people's calls if they require a little bit more information.
Sure, they can give me a call here. The offer 022-776-7520.
Okay, fantastic.
I'll try to help.
All right, Michael, thank you very much indeed. Until next month, speak to you then.